Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk, and there's more at the website, allbook-books.com. Way back in the 20th century, in the 1980s, when I was writing poetry, getting into poetry much more, a fellow poet and jazz aficionado said that my poems had a kind of bebop rhythm to it, and I did not even know what that meant. So I think some of the musical sound is something innate in my poetry. I don't know. Just kind of write it, or it just kind of writes itself sometimes. But anyway, over the years, I became a big fan of the, as with many people, the jazz musician Thelonious Monk, M-O-N-K. And aside from his music, I've always noticed his interesting titles. So the other day when I was driving around listening to the CD Trinkle Tinkle, I was thinking, wow, this would make a good little episode. So it's called Minimalist Haiku, the song titles of Thelonious Sphere Monk. And Minimalist Haiku right there is sounds like a silly phrase, because haiku is already minimalist, but I don't mean to imply that these song titles are haiku, but that's what I'm calling it, because they are evocative of haiku, and they maximize the energy and interest and a touch of humor, as a lot of haiku have, with just a few words and a few syllables. So I'm just basically gonna run down the list. I looked online and found a list of Monk's song titles, and not all of them, but a lot of them. Now on this album, Trinkle Tinkle, there's one called Hornin' In, H-O-R-N-I-N, apostrophe I-N, and then a longtime fave and well-known song, Let's Cool One, which that just obviously sounds so hip. Let's Cool One. It sounds like a phrase that, you know, what do you want to do tonight? Let's Cool One. And then there's Little Rudy Tootie, By Ya, B-Y-E-Y-A. And that, again, these were written a long time ago. And that sounds like another sort of hip phrase. Like nowadays, the youngsters say, I'm down with that. So, see ya, bye ya. And along with Let's Cool One, another one, Let's Call This, and the evocative Think of One. And I'm just going to go down the list here at Wikipedia and give go with the ones that stand out. Balu Bolivar, Balu's R. I'm not sure what that means. B-A-L-U-E, Bolivar. Simon Bolivar is the great leader, revolutionary of the Bolivarian movement that Venezuela and other countries in Latin America are inspired by. Baluz, B-A-L-U-E-S-A-R-E. It was retitled Bolivar Blues or Blue Bolivar Blues. So that's some playing with the word phrasing. A bunch of his songs are named after him or riffed after his own name. So he's got Blue Sphere, Boo Boo's Birthday, B-O-O-B-O-O apostrophe S, Breaks Sake, B-R-A-K-E apostrophe S, Sake. And then, yeah, more wordplay, Cordially, C-H-O-R-D-I-A-L-L-Y. Excellent music pun. Coming on the Hudson, Crepuscule with Nelly. French word for twilight, which is crepuscule. Another well-known title, Epistrophe, E-P-I-S-T-R-O-P-H-Y. Now that's actually, I'm looking that up, it's actually spelled with an E, the deliberate repetition of a word or phrase at the end of several successive verses, clauses, or paragraphs. In music, a cyclic composition, the original concluding melody, phrase, or section when repeated at the end of the several divisions, a refrain. And here's another wordplay, gallops gallop. Green Chimneys. Now that sounds more haiku-ish. Humph. H-U-M-P-H. Humph. I Mean You. In Walked Bud. That's another famous one. And then Jackie Ng. Was a song after his, named after his niece, Jackie Smith. J-A-C-K-I-E apostrophe I-N-G. Now, I like that one a lot because it's also reflective of what I've heard from a Lakota friend, Teokasin Ghost Horse, describing the Lakota language that they can speak all day without using nouns. That their language and most indigenous languages are verb-based, and so things are all active and alive. So actually the chair I'm sitting on is active and it's keeping me sitting, so it's chair-ing. And the desk is desk-ing. It's an alive energy, so I like that for Jackie Ng. Which, by the way, that it makes me think about all the peoples and the pronoun craze nowadays. Like, I don't kind of get why people would want to call themselves a noun. But that's a whole nother story. A merrier Christmas. Mysterioso. And then, I guess, yeah, you'd have to say, I'd have to say it's typical of an artist, because artists could have a different mood or what they're feeling or doing or whatever that's going on in when they're doing a certain piece, whatever, music or otherwise. And so several ones titled by the his name, Monk's Dream, Monk's Mood, Monk's Point. Nutty, N-U-T-T-Y, another one, Off Minor. Here's one, Oscar. T-O-S-K-A, and then capital T, period. It seems to be named after radio personality and jazz broadcaster Oscar Treadwell. An Oscar for Treadwell, so Oscar T. Another interesting one, Panonica, P-A-N-N-O-N-I-C-A. Not sure what that one means. Played Twice. Cool name for song, Played Twice. And another active one, Rhythm Aning. The word rhythm, hyphen, capital A, hyphen, capital N-I-N-G. That was first recorded in 1957. So like I said, a lot of this method of interesting and different and wordplay and somewhat humorous song titles with just a couple of one word or a couple of words or a couple of few syllables is not only what I'm just sort of flippantly calling minimalist haiku, but also to drive home the point that no matter how small the words amount you're dealing with, even for a song title or what have you, that it's still a chance to reach the audience, so to speak, and say something interesting. Another one, Shuffle Boil, B-O-I-L, Shuffle Boil. This title is a corruption of Shuffle Ball, which is a move commonly used in tap dance. Shuffle Boil. Seems like things are heating up. Straight No Chaser, that's pretty well known. Stuffy Turkey, S-T-U-F-F-Y, Turkey. It's borrowed from Coleman Hawkins' tune, Stuffy. And there's one called Thelonious, Think of One. I think I mentioned that. Two-timer, Ugly Beauty. That's a great title because that is... That's right out of the Tao Te Ching, which I'll quote, "The recognition of an ideal of beauty requires ugliness to compare it with. The ideal of goodness requires badness to compare it with." So that's part of the Taoist philosophy of any extreme requires another extreme, so you begin to see that they actually blend and they're not so distinct. Or as Bob Dylan's song, Not Dark Yet, sings, behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. So that ideal of beauty is just that, an ideal. And some of the details about the song's 32-bar tune in AABA form, recorded once on December 21st, 1967, for the album Underground. It was Monk's drummer Ben Riley's suggestion to play the tune as a waltz. Ugly Beauty is therefore as significant for Monk's being Monk's only waltz. Mike Farrow later wrote lyrics to the tune, and the song was recorded in 1988 by Carmen McRae. as part of her studio album Carmen Sings Monk. Copyright reasons, the song was renamed Still We Dream. And We See, another simple but almost childlike title, and then a favorite well-known, Well You Needn't. Well, comma, You Needn't. The tune was earlier known as You Need Na. You Need, apostrophe N-A, You Need Na. I like Well You Needn't. That's a good choice. And Who Knows? Another title, Who Knows? Well, that's going through, scrolling through the alphabetical list and highlighting some of the wonderful Thelonious Monk's, Thelonious Sphere Monk's, I should say, song titles. A chance to be playful and evocative and whatever. So whatever you're doing. And sometimes titles can be that simple. It can be quite simple. I was thinking about, you know, different movies like The Graduate is a simple title, but everyone knows that movie. Ray Bradbury, some of his writing began by first writing down the most simplest phrases like, you know, the closet, the skeleton, you know, the holiday, the dinner, the summer. And just simple phrases like that, and those later became his titles for short stories. So part of the message of this little episode is that never underestimate the power of the simple and for evoking whatever you're going to evoke or write about or sing about or what have you, and then being able to maximize the minimal and make the most out of it, which is what a haiku does. Thus, the minimalist haiku, the song titles of Thelonious Sphere Monk, and if you don't know his tunes, or if you haven't heard a while, I recommend a listen, or in Monk's lingo, I would say something like, have a listen, or have a listening. All right, bye ya, and see ya, and thanks for listening. Be well.